If it was a slum of a decade, as John Updike called it, 1968 was the desperate year when a gloom zone settled over most of America. It was a year when dreams died for Lyndon Johnson, for Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy, for Alexander Dubcek and Charles de Gaulle, for Eugene McCarthy and Hubert Humphrey, for the presidents of Columbia University and a dozen other colleges, for Lloyd Bucher and the men of the Pueblo, for the children of Biafra, for 14,592 American soldiers in Vietnam, and for 500 citizens of the village of My Lai, although the facts, the trial, and the meaning of that massacre would belong to the 70s. The ultimate, perhaps tragic irony, wrote Tom Wicker of the New York Times, is that Lyndon Johnson came into office seeking a great society and found instead an ugly little war that consumed him. The fatal coincidence was that while the communist Tet Offensive knocked the breath out of the American high command, that mystical poet and senator from Minnesota, Eugene McCarthy, chose New Hampshire in the months of February and March to challenge his party's leadership.
I'm hopeful that this challenge which I am making, which I hope will be supported by other members of the Senate and other politicians, may alleviate, at least in some degree, this sense of political helplessness and restore to many people a belief in the processes of American politics and of American government.
Those nations that we've more or less traditionally accepted as being a part of the Western world, I think that we would probably be honored by most of them if we were to somehow work out a withdrawal or a disengagement in Vietnam.
While Richard Nixon won decisively in the New Hampshire Republican primary, McCarthy, swept along by a new breed of alienated and fighting doves from Harvard, Radcliffe, Dartmouth, and other campuses, almost overran the president, who 3.5 years earlier had been elected by the largest majority in history. McCarthy lost, but by only 230 votes, at once convincing two other Democrats that Lyndon Johnson was not a sure thing. 4 days later, Robert Kennedy, who had declined the race in New Hampshire, infuriated Senator McCarthy and his supporters with this announcement.
I run to seek new policies. Policies to end the bloodshed in Vietnam and in our cities. Policies to close the gaps that now exist between black and white, between rich and poor, between young and old. I run for the presidency because it is now unmistakably clear that we can change these disastrous, divisive policies only by changing the men who are now making them.
15 days later, on March 31st, Lyndon Johnson concluded a comprehensive address on Vietnam policy, looked over to Lady Bird Johnson, and then stunned the nation.
It is true that a house divided against itself is a house that cannot stand. There is division in the American house now, and believing this as I do, I have concluded that I should not permit the presidency to become involved in the partisan divisions that are developing in this political year. Accordingly, I shall not seek, and I will not accept, the nomination of my party for another term as your president.